Several employment opportunities are expected to flow from the Jamaica Logistics Hub initiative. What are some of these career opportunities? Executive Director at the Caribbean Maritime Institute, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, tells us.
What are we looking at in terms of potential for job creation with the logistics hub, Dr. Pinnock?
Let us start by, and I like to put in context, the logistics hub is not a physical space.
Yes,
it's a concept. So anybody concept. Go looking for it,
but looking
will
for
find
it. That's what, that's
yes, I want to say yes. that. So it involves Jamaica building out about 16 economic zones.
Oh, 16 zones.
16. That is the, it could be more, mm-hmm. it could be less, where mm-hmm. they could be merged. But that is the concept. Because Jamaica is presenting this concept to developers and
yes,
to
potential, you know,
potential investors.
Yes.
Right now, let us look, for example, just the talk of what the Chinese, they have not yet put in a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
So my gosh, we have analyzed it, we have dissected it, we have killed it, we have done everything.
Yes.
And the proposal is not yet in.
Yeah.
But if this were to come to pass, it would be an excellent concept. Some people are saying it's a pipe dream. I'm saying no. Yeah, and I've been around the world and I've been to many of these places. I've been involved in logistics. It's part of my training.
That's your
I've seen
yes.
where it works. And let me say this, we're not starting from scratch. We have two major airports. We have a major transshipment port here now
mm-hmm.
that can be transformed and upgraded. And we have land space right around the country, the opportunity to develop new facilities
mm-hmm.
because the current runways of the airport, they are short, roughly about, let's say, 9,000 feet.
Yes.
And, you know, to meet international standards, to take the 777, you need mm-hmm. about 14,000 to 15,000. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we
so
have to change that.
To be expanded, yeah.
You have to be expanded.
Uh-huh.
And already, Vernon Field had served as the air transportation
yes.
base so in World War II for the Americans.
Americans yes.
And you know that runway is already longer.
Mm-hmm.
It can be extended. You have green fields surrounding it. So, in other words, you don't have to knock down buildings,
yes.
move people and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
That you can now expand and develop.
Mm-hmm.
And that could possibly later integrate into a port facility
yes.
that could now support economic zones.
And that raises the issue of the scope of the job creation that we're talking about
yes.
possibly.
Yes. All right. Well, when you look on the jobs in greatest demand worldwide, on top of that is skills trades.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm saying, there's a huge market. But let's take it. Whatever equipment you take here will need maintenance.
Yes.
So that whole maintenance area is an area where we can now supply a lot of people.
Oh.
And so it's about getting our training to meet international standard.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we're able to offer the same certificate here that they'll get abroad.
Mm-hmm.
When investors come and you can show them, hey, I have a certificate that's already aligned to the international certification.
Mm-hmm.
They know that and they can trust it.
Good. That's through City and Guilds.
City and Guilds. Also, our NCT VET is very good standard.
Yeah.
Excellent standard. But what I'd love to see, and this is what we're working on, to see that there's greater alignment internationally. So in other words, the concept of equivalency. That when you go to show, nobody have to take your train and assess it and wonder, now, can
mm-hmm.
you do it, can't you do it? They can now accept this as that you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just put one on the table. We are now working on a project to get what you call a mechatronics certification.
Uh-huh.
That big word, all it means is integration of different types of engineering. Electrical engineering, mechanical,
oh.
informatics, and marine engineering. So in other words, if you were to go on an aircraft on a ship, you're meeting so many different technologies interfacing.
Oh.
Who manages that new space?
Yes.
So we're saying that there's a huge demand for technicians who can work in that
mm-hmm.
space of interfacing with robotics, pneumatics, and hydraulics.
Executive Director at the Caribbean Maritime Institute, Dr. Fritz Pinnock, speaking in a recent interview with Ian Boyne.
Jean, it's how you start coming to work so early from the other day. You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done. But when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.